Kedushin Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav 4:6. And the main topic of our Mishnah here is the Chalal and Chalala. The word Chalal means emptied out. It's referencing the fact that we're talking here about a person whose father is a Kohen, but whose mother is someone the Kohen wasn't allowed to marry because he was a Kohen. Namely, the mother was either a divorcee, or with the Rabban a Chalutza, or the mother was someone who had a relationship with someone with whom she wasn't allowed to have a relationship with. That's called a zona. Included in that also was a gioris, a convert, even if she converted before she was 3 years old. And finally, you have a chalala. This is a child who is the offspring of, as we'll describe here, a Kohen plus one of the other two. So, or a chalala, the third. So the point is that the Kohen may not marry any of those three categories of women, the grusha, the zona, or the chalala. And if they do, so the Kohen himself is midoraisi, he's okay, nothing, his kohen is not affected, but his offspring from that relationship are chalalim, either chalal or chalala, meaning that the son of such a union, his father is a Kohen, but he himself effectively is no longer a Kohen. That is to say, he no longer is allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't eat truma. He also is not forbidden from becoming exposed to tumas mace, you know, corpse tuma. He's not restricted. So his sanctity as a Kohen has been emptied out of him, hence the halal. And the same goes if we're talking about a daughter of such a union. She's called the halala, which means she also can't eat truma, and she also cannot marry a Kohen. So the main point of our Mishnah here is that the status of being a halal passes through the father. So if one's father had a union with a forbidden woman, the child is a halal, and then that halal's child will also be a halal or halala, and that person's son and grandson and great-grandson all going through the father's sides and will be halalim forever. So our Mishnah here says that a bas halal zachar, if you're talking about a daughter of a man, and the man is a halal, she is psula min kahuna l'olam. So she is not allowed to marry a Kohen because her father's a halal. And that's true even if the original forbidden act took place between some Kohen and, you know, the grusha or whatever it was, 10 generations up. It passes from father to son, to son, to son, to son. So as long as the daughters in the mix, then all those sons are halalim and their daughters are also halalot and they cannot marry a Kohen. But it doesn't really pass to the mother's side, which means if you have a girl who is a halala because her father was a halal or her father was a Kohen who had a child with a woman who he wasn't allowed to have a child with because she's a grusha or a zona or a halala. So then Yisrael shenasa halala, if a regular Jew marries a halala, such a girl, so then their offspring are totally cleansed of any of these blemishes. Therefore, Bito, his son, the son of a regular Yisrael and the mother who's a halala, that daughter is ksher lakuna. That daughter could marry a Kohen again. Okay, so she's not really a halala anymore at all. She's a regular Yisraelis. Halal shenasa bas Yisrael, and now just to emphasize and clarify, any halal who marries a regular Jewish girl, Bito psul lakuna, their daughter is forbidden to marry a Kohen because she is a halala by virtue of the fact that the father is a halal. Okay, that's the din lahalacha, really. Now, the Mishnah is going to segue to a new topic, the topic of gerim and the restriction of a Kohen to marrying someone who has the status of being a ger, a convert. So we'll have three shitas. The first one is in this Mishnah, the two others on the next Mishnah. Our Mishnah here is going to present the first sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the status of being a ger passes from father to son the same way that the status of being a halal passes from father to son. Therefore, he says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bas ger zachar kabas halal zachar. It's the same kind of mechanism that the daughter of a male convert is kind of like the daughter of a male halal, meaning that they're forbidden to marry a Kohen. So just to clarify, that means if a man converts, according to Rabbi Yehuda, his daughter may not marry a Kohen. More than that, his son has the same status as him, meaning that since the son's father was a convert, he has the same status of being a convert, even though he's born a Jew, inasmuch as his daughter cannot marry a Kohen. And that could pass on, you know, for 100 generations. It keeps on going on. If one's father's 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 father was a convert, so then his daughter may not marry a Kohen. That's Rabbi Yehuda's shita. It's not lahalacha, but I'll save the halacha for the next Mishnah when we discuss the two other opinions on how the status of being a ger passes on to one's children.